Today is the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. It is the epistle to be read today. It is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, I, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One body and one Spirit, as you are called, and one hope you are calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. In the Holy Gospel, take from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22. At that time the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asking him, tempting him, "Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like to this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets." And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say to him, "David's." He saith to them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then calling him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now in today's Gospel, our Lord tells us what we must do to become holy. He tells us this in answer to the Pharisees' question. You see, one of the doctors of the law who wanted to test our Lord and trap him in his speech asked Christ, "What is the greatest commandment?" In answer, Christ told him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind." And he said, "This is the greatest and the first commandment." Then Christ added, "And a second is like to this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And our Lord explained on these two commandments that the whole law consists of these two commandments. My dear faithful, from today's Gospel, we see that our salvation depends on the practice of charity, the love of God, and the love of our neighbor. As our Lord tells us in today's Gospel, the entire law, that is all the other commandments, depend on the command to love God above all things, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. The two commands, to love God and love our neighbor, go hand in hand. For the love of God, for the more we love God, the more charitable we will be to our neighbor. And when we are kind to our neighbor, for the love of God, and perform acts of kindness to him, we prove our love for God. As our Lord said, anything done to the least of my brethren, we do to him. So, my dear faithful, we must be kind and patient with everyone we meet, and especially those we are closest to. And by that, I especially mean with those members of our family. Now, you cannot love anyone by merely avoiding unkindness towards them. And I'm sure you are familiar with the story of St. Teresa of Lisieux. She knew how to practice perfect charity. She truly understood what it means to be charitable and to love our neighbor. She had the correct idea. When she was in the convent, St. Teresa had the duty to care for a certain elderly nun. This nun had her good qualities, but for some reason she put our saint's nerves on edge. Saint Therese herself wrote in her autobiography, formerly a holy nun of our community, was a constant source of annoyance to me. But what did this young saint do? As she herself says, I remembered that charity ought not merely to exist in the heart, but also to show itself in deeds. And so I endeavored to treat this sister as I should treat my closest friend. She kept her eye on her duty and cared for the elderly nun as best she could. She did not try to find and discover her faults, to see her many failings, but rather she tried to find many favors and the good qualities about the older sister. And whenever they met, the little flower had the most winning smile for that nun. Saint Therese wrote, "Whenever I met her, I prayed for her, and at the same time recalled her virtues and good qualities." But as the saint adds, these thoughts are not enough, and so I tried as also to render her many services by doing something kind for her. And so whenever possible, Saint Therese would point out the good qualities of her companion. And when she was talking with the other sisters or to the nun herself, Saint Therese would sure to point out something positive about that sister and say something kind about her. And Saint Therese practiced this charity so well that before long, this other nun regarded Saint Therese as her best friend. One day she asked the saint, "My dear sister, what in the world do you find so attractive in me that you like me so much?" But Saint Therese, the saint, only smiled. And thus she was practicing true charity. She was loving her neighbor as our Lord said we must do in today's gospel. And if you strive to show this type of charity to others, you will see that it is the quickest and surest way to overcome a dislike for anyone, just as Saint Therese herself found out. If someone annoys or irritates you, you know the best way to overcome that annoyance is to go out of your way to do favors for that person. Of course, this means that we must make sacrifices and sacrifice our own feelings and our own personal comfort in order to help our neighbor in need. We must put our neighbor before ourselves and think of them and not just ourselves, to be considerate and obliging of others. For you see, charity obliges us to perform difficult acts for love of God and for neighbor. And this loving God with our whole heart and our whole soul and our whole mind. And this is the loving of our neighbor for the love of God as we pray in the act of charity. And so, if we perform these acts of kindnesses to our neighbor for the love of God, we will also be richly rewarded. And so let us then, my dear faithful, strive to find ways to be more charitable to others. Do not always look at their faults and failings, but rather to try to find the good qualities about them, and to speak of and think of these things like Saint Therese did with that sister. The sister got on Saint Therese's nerves, but Saint Therese was still able to help and assist this older nun by thinking of her good qualities and overlooking those things that annoyed and irritated her. You can also remember to think about how you want to be treated. You know, try to place yourself in their position. Put yourself in that person's position that is annoying you. And then try to treat them as you would want them to treat you if your roles were reversed. So use these ideas to help you to be patient with your family and your coworkers. Remember that we all have our faults and failings. We all have our imperfections. And so when we see our neighbor's faults, excuse him and do not become angry with them. How often do we get upset when others misjudge us? And so remember to show that charity and kindness to others as you would want them to show to you. Now, St. Therese did, turn away from the natural dislike of that person. And remember that charity ought to not merely to exist in the heart, but also must be shown in deeds. And so endeavor to treat others as your most cherished friend, as Saint Therese did. Pray for them and immediately try to think of their good qualities. And so let us pray to God often. O God, give me the grace to overlook how others wound me in their word or deed. And should I notice it, give me the strength to forget it as quickly as possible and to rise above it. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.